The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Truth, the truth of God, you can accept and live with for time and eternity. And we're talking about God Himself. What wonderful, profound things that we can consider. We ask you to follow us as we are in the 8th chapter of Romans now, verses 26 through the remainder of that chapter. And today we come to verse 31. Let's just read that and some other verses and find some wonderful truths for us to consider. Verse 31 takes the form of a question. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Think of that. If the Almighty God of eternity is for us, who can be against us? Really, who can be against us? God and one righteous person make a majority. The rest of the world may be on the other side, but God and one person make a majority. With Him for us, who can be against us? Who can ultimately prevail against us? Of course, the answer is no one. Verse 33, listen to this verse. It's another question. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Oh, don't worry what people may say about you if you are a real Christian, the kind in the New Testament. It matters very little. God will have the last say. He's the judge of the universe. Let's be concerned about what He thinks about us. That's what matters. And verses 35 through 39, this is so good, let's just read that and then we'll comment on it. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. As we said, there's no way that a Christian can lose. We've already been told that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's verse 28. Now Paul tells us that through Christ we are more than conquerors. Oh, listen to 2 Corinthians 1:20. He says, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Isn't that wonderful? All of His promises are yes, yes, yea, yea. They're amen, so be it. And none of them are no. That's wonderful. Then again, in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 21 through 23, listen to the Apostle Paul. Therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all things are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. What about this? The Christians were glorying in men as they were saying, I am a Paul or Apollos or Cephas, so forth. Well, Paul tells them that this is ridiculous. The preachers were merely ministers, or more expressly, servants or slaves. Well, people just don't glory in slaves. And Paul enlarges this thought here to show that everything should be a servant to the Christian, not only the preachers. Even death itself. We should never consider ourselves to be the victim of a circumstance, but surrender ourselves to God and use the situation for the glory of God. Even death itself, he says. Even death itself is a servant or a slave to the Christian. Death will serve to remove us from this veil of wrath and tears and usher us into the very presence of the God of heaven and earth in eternity. So even in losing, we win as a Christian, and there's no way that we can lose if we are real Christians. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the winner. I tell you, beloved, with an attitude like that in the great God of eternity, who is a personal God, we can face anything, good things, bad things, and know that they're going to get better if they're bad, and we are going to be the winner in the end. Yes, praise be to God. And thank you for listening today.